I'm Steve Barnes. I am a senior writer, restaurant columnist, and theater critic for the Times Union.
Steve, you recently wrote in the Times Union about the rise of a new restaurant phenomenon, ghost restaurants. What is a ghost restaurant?
Okay, a ghost restaurant is basically, it's delivery only. In rare cases, you can pick up from there, but it's usually delivery only. So you don't know where the physical location is. And when this first started, it was in big cities, and an operator might have five separate menus. And they all came out of the same kitchen, cooking five separate menus for five separate niche audiences. In a dense place like, you know, New York, Chicago, Boston, you know, that made sense. And in fact, in Albany now, there is one of them called the Cloud Food Hall. And it happens to be in downtown Albany. They do pickup. But, you know, at this point, I think they're up to like seven concepts, from, you know, soul food to Korean and barbecue and healthy salads and burgers. And it all comes out of the same kitchen. So it's, if our conception of a restaurant was, you know, well, what kind of restaurant is it? You know, it's a steakhouse. It's a sushi restaurant. It's New American. It's vegetarian. Now, and it's in one location, that's where you go for that. Now there's no actual location. It comes to you. So it's sort of, you know, like the equivalent of an online retailer like Amazon, where you can get anything. And in its ideal form, it's great for the consumer because they have lots of options. It's good for the business owner because they can go after different markets without having to have multiple locations, because real estate is expensive. They also don't have to worry about servers or front of house or making it look pretty. They need a kitchen and easy access for drivers and a good front door that people can go in and out of all day while they're doing deliveries. However, it's gotten a bit corrupted in my view. And this is I have no objection in concept to ghost kitchens, because, as I mentioned, the Cloud Food Hall in Albany is an independent guy who started in Troy with sort of a food hall, food court, you know, a bunch of independent operators around a central large space. And he went to strictly takeout and delivery with his next concept. That's an independent operator who had this idea. He's making it work, and it's the future because it's ordering through the app. You know, I like that. I've read stories of like a pizza place in New York City that had extra dough, started making bread out of their pizza dough, and they developed a sandwich brand. But instead of having people have to navigate through the pizza menu to find their sandwiches, where they're relegated at the bottom and nobody buys them, they created a whole separate brand. So instead of Dom's Pizza, it would be Dom's Sandwiches. And you thought of it as a separate restaurant, it's a separate menu, and it was all sorts of different funky, creative sandwiches. And this was another source of revenue that they could market in a different way for a different audience, probably than pizza. And that works for them. That's great. But the way ghost kitchens have been co-opted, at least to my mind, is the way they've been taken over by celebrities. There's companies out there that approach celebrities, say, we've got the infrastructure to do this. Lend your name to it. Give us a type of food you like, and then we'll take existing restaurants, usually chains that are slower now because of the pandemic, and we'll put you in there. And what this makes possible is there's this kid who's a YouTube star. He's 22 years old. He had nothing to do with food whatsoever, and he does stunts. Like, he does a speeded up video of him counting to 100,000, and he does other crazy things, and sometimes he just gives away money. Sponsors give him money, and he walks into a charity and hands them 50 grand. And this developed him 50 million followers to the Mr. Beast YouTube channel. Well, he partnered with one of the big ghost kitchen companies, and in one day, on one single day in December, launched 300 Mr. Beast burgers locations nationwide, and they all went into mass chain restaurants. And in the capital region, it happens to be the Buca di Beppo restaurant on Wolf Road, because Buca di Beppo is giant portions, and it's usually big parties going out for Italian. Well, a lot of that wasn't happening. And so Buca di Beppo had an available kitchen, and they had kitchen staff. So their corporate parents have made the agreement all over the country to do things like these ghost kitchens driven by celebrity. Now, you know, people dream for years and years and years of opening their own restaurant, and they scrimp and save and do it all themselves. And here's a 22-year-old kid with no experience launching, you know, a burger concept in 300 communities nationwide on the same day. That just offends me. Similarly, what just happened in the capital region is Guy Fieri, who at least in his defense has been a chef and restaurant owner for 25 years, but is now mostly known as a star on Food Network. Guy Fieri launched more than 100 locations of his Flavor Town. Flavor Town is one of Guy's catchphrases. You know, like Emeril was always bam. Well, Flavor Town is Guy Fieri's, you know, bold, explosive flavor. And he does, you know, Flavor Town Kitchen, which has a total of like a chicken sandwich, a burger, a couple of salads, some really sort of sloppy, messy apps. There's maybe 15 things total on the menu. And he started at 100 restaurants nationwide. And again, he's going into Buca di Beppo. So it's all driven by celebrity. This kid, Mr. Beast, has 50 million followers who are going to try some of his food because they like his brand. You know, Guy Fieri's fans are going to say, hey, we know Guy Fieri. Well, let's go to Flavortown. Let's order it. And that, to my mind, that is taking away money from people like Corey Nelson, who opened Cloud Food Hall in Troy Kitchen. It's also taking away from independent restaurants like, say, Cafe Capriccio in Albany that, you know, is doing lots of takeout. It's taking money away from Crave Burgers in Albany, which does outstanding burgers and delivery. And, you know, why somebody would order from Guy Fieri or Mr. Beast instead of Crave, where I can tell you who the chef is, where he gets his product, and how much he cares. I can't tell you a thing about Mr. Beast or Guy Fieri other than what's on their websites.
So what you're describing sounds like just an acceleration of everything everywhere, where you have venture capital defining a concept and then mobilizing their financial resources to rent unused kitchen space in various markets. And you know, it doesn't really have anything to do with food. It could be anything.
Right. If they could figure out a way to make cars cheaply out of unused car plants, they would do that. But food is cheap because all you have to do, once you've got this in place, you're going to have central production kitchens that are making, you know, Guy Fieri's jalapeno poppers, which are stuffed with andouille sausage and pimento cream cheese and wrapped in bacon. So they're making these by the millions, freezing them, and then FedEx trucks come and take them to the 100 locations of Flavortown. The infrastructure is in place to get food fast all over the country. It's there, something they can do, and then they explode it off of celebrity. And so, you know, one of the other ones is Paulie G, who was on that lamentable Jersey Shore TV show. He has a Subs concept that's running out of chain restaurants. Mariah Carey has a cookies concept. All it is Mariah Carey's name. She probably sat in an office, you know, tasting five cookies and said, I like those. Maybe less, you know, pecans. And Mario Lopez does Mexican. And it's all ghost kitchen. It's all driven by celebrity. And it's all driven, to my mind, by corporate cynicism and an opportunity to make a buck off the backs of the little guys. They think by 2030, ghost kitchens could be twice the annual revenue of full service restaurants.